when you're not aware of what more you could have, you're probably not going to go for it.
Once people come together as a community or your environment, your people choose to do more or see more, explore more, experience more, then it makes it easier because it only seems like a lot more work in the unknown because it seems a lot lonelier.
I don't care about that. But when they say ignorance is bliss, like, that's a real thing. A lot of people don't even want to know what the other options are.
Get on my
motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button. Action.
The question is,
what do you wish you knew before you became an adult?
Damani, you want to go first? He said no. What do I wish I knew before I became an adult? One thing I wish that I knew was that most people don't have it together. They just have on a facade. Because you feel this pressure to have everything together. Literally, as soon as you become an adult or what you think an adult is, you feel like you have to have everything together because you're like, your parents had it together, their parents had it together, but nobody actually had it together. And you really don't know until you get into adulthood and you meet other adults and the grown folks' business that they be telling us to stay out of, that's what they be talking about. The fact that they don't have it all together and they trying to figure out this, that, and the third. That's what they don't want us to know. So that's what I wish that I knew before I actually became an adult.
I think mine is similar. One thing that I wish I knew before I became an adult was that it's all made up.
Mm.
I think mine.
So it's,
should have went first. But.
Everything is made up. Adults just be figuring it out along the way, fumbling their way through until they get the desired result or something close to what they were looking for.
Yeah, you need time to get a new one, or you got one?
Nah, I mean it's gonna be some variation of what you guys just said, so I'm gonna just add my own little sauce on it. So I was gonna say that I think one thing that I wish I knew was that you can customize.
I thought you were gonna say you could cuss.
Everything is customizable for your life, for pretty much. So like things that like you don't have to follow everybody's process to a T. Like you can borrow and incorporate other things and make everything a custom fit for you. I think that's probably the thing that I wish I knew because I didn't realize that people were doing that. I thought it was like, all right, we following the steps. And then I'm looking around, I'm like, oh, y'all just, you borrowed from here. I was like, I didn't know that was an option.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that might be the main thing for me. Like everything is customizable.
Mm.
Another thing that I wish I knew was basically the importance of standing on business. Regardless if anybody is with you, if you feel this is the right thing to do or the right way to go, fight for whatever it is that you want. Actually fighting for the things you want, not settling for a no or not feeling defeated or accepting what somebody says as truth or needs to be done or this is how it's supposed to go. But it's like, nah, this is how I say it's going and this is how it's going to go.
I think that, okay, literally, I didn't know how many people actually settle in life. Like, you know, when you're a kid, you see a lot of things from, well, of course, a child standpoint, but it's like it's rose-colored glasses to a certain extent.
That's all I see.
Not for everybody, but, like, for the most part, as a child, you're thinking that, okay, this is hardships or whatever, but... Like, for the most part, you're thinking, like, okay, this is how you wanted your life to be, or this is how life is, or whatever it is. You don't realize, like, how many people actually just settled. Like, you didn't want to be in this situation or at this job or doing this thing, but because of whatever circumstances, whatever situations happened, the choices that you made led you here. Like, you decided to settle for this, or... Even when we talk about in the past, like, about people complaining, like, all the time, especially, like, at work and stuff like that, a lot of times they're complaining because they settled for this job versus doing whatever they actually wanted to do. And I don't think you actually realize that until you get to adulthood, because when you're a kid, you're just like, oh, well, adults could do whatever they want to. That's really the logic of a kid. That's the rose-colored glasses that kids wear, is that the idea of like, oh, adults do whatever they want to. And they can, but a lot of times they don't, because of the rules that we have set up, or the ideals that we have set up, or how we feel like things are supposed to look a particular way, or whatever it is. Most times, most adults don't actually do what they want. And I think that it would have been nice to know that, yes, it looks like all the adults are just doing whatever they want, but some of them aren't. Like, the idea of settling is like a real thing. Because you, I feel like you hear it, but you don't know what it is until you get put into those actual scenarios where settling is an option. I hope that made sense.
Yeah, I think it did. It reminds me, we was talking a little bit about this off camera, but I was saying I've learned, when it comes to settling, I've learned, like, in life, it feels like it's only three options for real. It's like you don't get what you want at all. You get some halfway version of, like, all right, this is kind of what I wanted, but it's kind of not what I wanted. And then there's the thing that you actually want. In the middle, settling is in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of people end up settling. They get a little bit of what they wanted, or they just don't get what they want at all. But, like, they rarely get what they actually want, because I don't think they know that they can get what they actually want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we was talking about this off camera after you left the room. I was like, I believe that you only have one option, and that's to settle.
Huh?
Like, it's only one thing, and that's to settle. You can settle for what you want, or you can settle for what you don't want. That's what I was getting.
I was like,
I don't remember this conversation.
Like, it was after you left the room, but it's like, regardless, you gonna settle.
What is settling for real? Like, I want to look it up, but all y'all gonna hear on the camera is tick, 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 tick. But what is settling?
I mean, I ain't
settling.
Shout out Ari.
But I would say settling is, it's a decision, and it's like, okay, this is what I'm doing.
I was gonna say, I think that's
how I look at settling.
Okay, yeah. I didn't mean to make that face, y'all. I just woke up. Don't mind my facial expressions.
I was gonna
say settling to me is a level of contentment, like something that you're okay with. So, like, to a degree, it's like the level of, like, all right, if nothing changes, I'm content with this. And based on his definition, it just depends on what you're gonna settle for. Like, this is the floor that I'm willing to accept. Like, this is the floor that I'm willing to be content with. That's how I processed it.
Yep, that's what I meant.
So, like, okay, so if we're defining settling as a level of contentment with where you are or whatever, right? What about the people who aren't content with where they are? Like, does that mean that they're still settling if they're like, no, I'm still going to work toward more or whatever the next level is?
Yeah, I don't think they settle, and they're fighting for what they want.
But you said everybody settled. You said there's no other option but to settle.
Sure, I guess they're settling for more. I would say they're settling, or they're choosing to, like, where they are now, the fight.
Mm-hmm.
They settling for the fight.
They're settling to fight for more. They're content.
They're content with fighting for more.
Okay.
Like, it's like, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is where we are.
So this is how we're...
This is what I choose to do.
So this is how we're defining it for the sake of this episode. If y'all want to go off the... We don't know what the real definition is, because our phones are on airplane mode. So we didn't look it up.
Because the hoes be calling.
No, because we're recording. We're recording into our phones. Okay.
She said, hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Nah, but okay, so in the scope of settling in that ideal, for a lot of people, first of all, I'm sorry, I think I'm still processing the fact that you said you either settle for what you say, what you don't want.
Or you settle for what you want.
Or you settle for what you want. Using settle
for something in between, like something close to what you want.
Oh, that's like the three options that he gave. Yeah, so like,
regardless, you're going to settle for something.
Okay.
But it's up to you what you're going to settle for.
Well, looking at it from that perspective, if everybody settles, right, in that ideology that everybody does settle for something, I think that maybe I would change my statement to, I wish I knew that most adults were settling for the less. Thing that they didn't want.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people settle for less.
Yeah.
Just, I feel like it's easier in this day and age to settle for less because it's the norm to settle for less for what you could get your hands on.
I think that it's easier because it is most times less work.
I don't think it's less work.
I think that on the surface, maybe it's not less work, but it's more familiar for most people. So a lot of times when you're settling for what less is than what you could aspire to or what you could go for or what you actually want to do, a lot of times it's because the familiarity of, like, I know this type of thing. This is familiar to me. Versus, like, the work of pushing past whatever boundaries or pushing past whatever mindsets or pushing through, I don't know. I think I think there is more work attached to settling for or going for more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, my bad. Go ahead.
Versus settling for less. Because the level of familiarity, sometimes that means that I can just do this in my sleep. It doesn't require anything extra of me than I've already been giving to the situation. I think a lot of times that's what happens. Not every time, but yeah. For the sake of this conversation.
I would say, to your point, I do agree that it's the norm. But when you understand that you're designed and here to do more, it takes more work. I feel like it'll take more work for me to just accept this. All right, don't take more work to accept something.
But, I don't think it takes
more work to accept it, but it's more toll. It's a lot.
It takes a mental toll,
physical toll on your body. Because I'm not supposed to do, I know this is not where I'm supposed to be at, but I've came to the conclusion or the decision to just settle for this instead of going for what I'm supposed to be doing or what I feel I should be doing. Do that make sense?
It does, but I was going to say something, but Damani, go ahead.
You can go, and then I'll say my point.
I was just going to say that the thing is that most people don't know that they're supposed to have more or that they're settling for less or whatever. So it doesn't take a mental toll on them because they don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also.
I was going to say, I believe deep down inside, everybody knows.
Deep down inside, but if you don't let that bubble to the surface, you don't have to acknowledge it. It's like suppressing emotions. Of course, it might eat at me low-key, but, like, for the most part, I don't necessarily know that there is more. Like, some people just don't even know that there's more. Some people don't want to go for more. Some people don't know that there's more. Some people don't care. Some people are like, this is what I saw all my life. I want to stay here. And it doesn't eat at them. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, both of you guys make some very interesting points. What I will say is I think there's a level of work to both, right? So one,
it's like a dream come true. Just
that's crazy.
Alright, go ahead, Laura.
You good. So I think one, there is a group of people who are just unaware of what more could be. And I think when you're not aware of what more you could have, of course you're probably not going to go for it. Even if on a soul level something in you is pulling you to think like maybe I could get a little bit more. But some people they never get to that space. Like you're just kind of like almost oblivious to it. And for the people who are like aware of it but are still settling for less, I think it's a fear of not knowing, right? Because there's so much work that goes into it. Because it's like you don't know for certain. Or any of the things that you're actually like going for, you just know that maybe I could ask for more here, maybe I could get more here, but you have no idea how. So like the work is in that, is understanding how to get it, what to do. And that work is can be a lot. Like it is a lot just in general, right? Not saying that you settling isn't a lot, but like it's easier for you to settle because it requires less of your mental power, because you don't have to figure out as much. It's just, all right, this is similar to what you were saying. This is what I know, and I'm only operating out of the basis of what I know. I have no other desire but to operate out of the basis of what I know. And it's like things become very predictable and people get comfortable there. So like, I think in the long run, like you going for more is always going to be a harder challenge because there's so many unknowns, or known unknowns and unknown unknowns, and just there's so many elements of it that you still haven't figured out yet, and you might not even know exactly what more looks like yet. So it's like there's so many. Bless you. It's crazy because I almost sneezed a little bit earlier too. That's crazy. I might have passed it on to you. but yeah, it's so much work. So much work that goes into it that I don't think we realize goes into it. And I think that's part of the reason why people settle in the first place, because even if you don't know what it is you want, you know that, man, I don't know how much work is on the other side of that. Like, I know exactly from Monday to Friday, I know how much work I gotta do, right? In my familiar zone. Mm-hmm. In the unfamiliar zone, I have no idea what I'm going to do. You want me to work how many hours? I got to do what? I got to go ask somebody to do what? Like, there's so many other elements that you don't know. So I think when it comes to people settling, it ends up being more work if you don't. But if you know, you know.
I was just going to say, based off what you said, I would say once the community does more, or once people come together as a community, or your environment, your people choose to do more or see more, explore more, experience more, then it makes it easier, because it only seems like a lot more work in the unknown because it seems a lot lonelier. But once you enter into that unknown, it's community everywhere. So you're going to find your people here.
I hear you. I hear you. I do think that does make it easier. But even the road to getting to whatever your community looks like is like, because when we think about it in the context of like how we just said adulthood is customizable, as you don't know that until you start, you're literally in it and you start customizing things and you're like, oh, I could actually do that. So I think that the work gets easier when you do find like your community or, you know, your people, you start expanding. But to even get to that point, it's like, I still have to customize my path to get here. Because even if, like, we can use this podcast as an example, like, or our careers, our lives, we've been customizing since we got here. Okay. We've been literally like fumbling our way through it because we never seen anybody, nobody that we know, nobody in our community that really had a podcast, that had been working to grow their podcast, that we seen people with businesses, but we ain't seen nobody who knew anything about branding. So it's like, even with our music and all that stuff, like us customizing as we go and having moments of like, you know what, if I just go ahead and get this job wherever, at this corporate job, and climb up the ladder like mom and dad been telling me to do, that would be easier. And like, yes, it would be easier because I seen this done before. I already know what to do. But on the other hand, it will eat at me. Like my mental, because I know what I was called here to do, because I know that there is more to life than just working, because I know that I'm such a creative person and I'm meant to be doing creative things, not only as a hobby, but as my lifestyle, then it eats at me. But if I don't know that, then I'm like, I don't care about that. Like when they say ignorance is bliss, and this wasn't even my original point, but when they say ignorance is bliss, like that's a real thing. A lot of people don't even want to know what the other options are.
But that don't mean, I don't believe I don't believe that I have two things. First thing was when you said something about expanding.
When you start to expand your community and all that stuff, it does help it get easier.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You said, yep. So I say, I agree with that. And to piggyback on that, I would say it becomes easier once you accept what it is that you're doing.
But it's like you still have to get through the hard part.
It's not like a walk in the park, but once you accept this is what I'm doing, the stuff that seems hard, that seems so hard, it's not as difficult as it once seemed because you accepted it. Like, you accepted this is what I'm doing, and it's a lot more freeing. It's not as much of a fight against this thing.
But I feel like it's not a fight against that thing, but then it'd be a fight of, because like you still have to unlearn or remove the idea of I'm not this thing. So like sometimes it's not going to be a fight against that thing, but it is a fight to, like, I guess I don't even know what it's a fight against at this point.
I mean, I feel like it's a fight against your previous self, yeah, like an older version of yourself.
Yeah. And that's a battle in itself that people aren't ready for. And like, yeah, we talk about these things, but like you don't know until you actually know, till you actually start going through it and start. Because for us as creatives, like mentally, I've turned back at least 45 times in my life.
I might be at 50.
When y'all say turn back, what are you referring to?
Was like, you know what? I wasn't ready for this. Let me go get a job. Like, let me go sit. Like, maybe this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. Maybe, you know, maybe they were right. Maybe I'm supposed to be climbing the corporate ladder. Or when I was talking about being a phlebotomist.
Yeah.
I was going to be a phlebotomist, y'all.
For me?
There you go. I ain't turned back not one time. It was just always.
No, I mean, I know it sounds.
But no, always said that though.
No, because I've always had a very deep disdain for people telling me what to do. And on top of that, I'd much rather, and this is bad, but I'd much rather fail on my own than have to hear you say I was right about something.
So would you rather hear them say that? Or, I mean, it's the same thing as I told you so.
Yeah, I'd much rather fail by myself or fail doing it my way than to... Because, like, for me, anytime somebody told me I needed to climb up the corporate ladder, I just was like, that just sounds dumb. Like, to me, it just always sounded dumb. And I would hear people, I wouldn't say it sounded dumb, but to me, it was like, it just felt dumb. Like, why am I doing that when I know I don't want to do it? So, like, anybody else that... Especially when it would come to like, oh, let me get this big promotion, let me blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, I have no interest of being, in my head, I'm like, I have no interest of being the CEO in this company. So let me not waste my time. Hey, Joe over there, he want this. He want it bad. I don't want that. Like, that's not what I want at all. So for me, it was never a thing like turning back, like maybe they were right. It was more like, I don't want to hear you say I told you so if I do. Like, oh, so you should have listened to me. Like, that more so bothered me than, like, it never made me want to go back and feel like I was wrong about it. It always was like, nah, I don't want to hear them talk about something. You should have listened to what I had to do. Get up out of here.
So I didn't feel like necessarily I was wrong, but I would get scared. And then the voices of, like, everybody else's thoughts, comments, and perspectives would flood my mind. Mm-hmm. And then I would be like, you know what? I'm going to just go do this phlebotomy because when they took my blood, you know, I was able to look at it and I was interested in how much blood they was taking. So maybe I could take somebody else's blood and it would be fine. And it'd be fine. But also, like, I don't want to go to medical school. Like, that's, you don't have to go to, like, medical school. I had looked into it. You only need, like, the 2-year program. It's not even an associate's degree. Yeah. It's like, it's just like a certification, like a phlebotomy. Either way, I was looking into it, but I stayed in school for music though the whole time. Yeah. But I don't even know where we was at. But I will say, like, I turned back like at least 45 times. And it wasn't always a full turn back. sometimes it was like, I'll just be the songwriter. Like, I don't need to be the face. And but I like to perform, but also it terrifies me. So let me go back over here in my corner. So like,
all right. Let me rephrase it just so make sure. I haven't felt the need to turn back. I have felt, of course, the fear, or felt like I was crazy some of the time for approaching the stuff that I wanted to do. And I was like, maybe like dang, did I miss something? Is there something wrong? And to me, that's not a turn back. That's just me kind of rationalizing like where I'm at, but for me, it's never been like, I've never told myself I was wrong when it comes to the stuff that I said that I wanted to do. It was always a matter of like, nah, I have to do it, because for me, it's not even about proving other people wrong. More so, it's like, if I don't prove myself right, technically it is about it, but it's not. If I don't prove myself right, I'm inadvertently proving you right. And I'm not here to tell me that I'm wrong. Oh. I'm not here to tell you that you're wrong either, but I'm definitely not going to tell me that I'm wrong.
I'm going to just show you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, hopefully that's making sense, but like, it just, for me, I just never.
I'm going to show you.
But for me, it just never made sense. And then like, it seemed crazy, I guess, because I hear other people talking about stuff and I would almost kind of like just ignore it. That's just been my life. It's just like, all right, yeah, okay, that's, I hear what you're saying, but no. And that's just how I would operate. I'm like, okay, cool, I'll hear your whole thesis about where I should go, what I should do with my career. I'm not, I won't accept that. I'm not going to accept that.
I was just going to say, in the past, people's voices used to be way louder in my head than mine. Mm-hmm. So it would allow me to not even necessarily turn back, but when I get to a point where I don't really know what's next or what to do next or what the next move is, instead of continue walking, I would stop, look both ways, check behind me, and be like, hey, y'all, what y'all think I should do? Mm-hmm. All right, let's go on Indeed, LinkedIn. Somebody got a job for me, because I don't know what to do. I get to this point, and now it's like the only option that I think of, instead of lead with my creativity, is to throw money at something. Because when you don't know what to do, you revert back to what you've seen done or what you experienced. And I see people, if people got a problem, they say they got a problem because they don't got no money. So if I don't know what to do next, it must be because I don't got enough money. And they told me the way to get money is to go get a job. So I'm going to go get a job to give me some money. But then I go get a job to give me some money. And now I stopped doing everything that I was already doing. So now I got to start over.
Oh, and it's just Lord.
Be like, wow.
It's so interesting that you said that, too. Just because this morning I had texted y'all. But this morning I had the realization that I was like, I didn't have a money problem. Like, I don't have a money problem. My problem was that I didn't see my worth. Because what I realized, because I was talking to Damani, I told you this too, but like I realized like I had been waiting on things. Like I had just been waiting. And a lot of me turning back, besides like the fear of it, it was like I kept telling myself I wasn't ready. I would get scared and then I'd be like, you know what? I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for that. So then I'm in this mode of like telling myself that I'm preparing, but I'm not actually doing anything. But realizing like, oh, I just thought I wasn't good enough. So I kept telling myself that I wasn't ready. So then I'm like, okay, I gotta work at this. I gotta work at that. And it's like, no, you already just do it. Just like we've been fumbling our way through this podcast. It's like, you gotta fumble your way through all of your other endeavors. And it might not even be like a fumble like you think it is. It might literally be you just get started and it works. Or you get started and you start to see some results. You start to see some impact. You might get started and realize that you hate this thing. You might get started and realize that you love it. But you haven't started because you keep getting scared and then telling yourself you're not ready because you're scared. And instead of using the fear to push you forward, like, you're using it to just hold you back. Like, you're using it as like a cage. And the words of other people and their fears were like the lock and key that held me within that cage. And my idea that I had to make them proud of me or please other people. So then, same thing. I'm like, you know what? You know what I can do?
I go get me a job.
But you know what God proved me wrong on this year?
You ain't gonna turn back.
You girls still ain't found a job. Like, it's so wild because that always been my thing. Like, at the end of the day, if I don't know how to do nothing else, I know I could get me a job. And it worked for me for a long time until God was like, you know what? This time I'm not going to let you turn back. Like, this time you're going to have to move forward because people need you. But I think that going back to the original, not even the original topic, but going back to what we were talking about before, most people don't even get to that point, right? Because I had the option. I've taken the option, you know, to settle a couple times. And then, but most people, if they're oblivious to it, or if they're like, you know what, I don't want to do this, then in their minds, all right, I'm going to just settle for less. But in their minds, it's like, this is all that there is. This is the only option. And, you know, to each his own. But I know for me, there's more. So I'm going to keep pushing forward.
Yeah. I also think this is a on topic, but it's slightly side note. I also think, technically speaking, there's nothing wrong if you don't want, like, more.
Mm-hmm.
I think we over index on everybody wanting to be more, like, more of this. How much you want more? More, more. And it's like, it's okay if you're okay with where you're at. Just know that that's, you're okay with where you're at. Like, know that, that, like, be honest about where you actually are. Like, if you actually want more, but you're denying the fact that you want more, I don't think that's the place you want to stay in.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there's nothing wrong. Like, some people are living lives that they are very happy with. They are very cool with. And that is A-okay. I love that for you, Queen. I love that for you, King. Like, that's fine. Like, you can accept that. And it, I know some people don't like the term, like, what you're settling for. You could switch it out for accept. Like, whatever you're choosing to accept, just accept it. And understand that you're accepting it, I would say. Because I think most of us don't understand it. Like, the only reason we have this is because we accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I got two things for real this time. If I lose it, can you just say imagination?
Then okay, got you.
So about the accepting, to what Damani was saying, I feel like it becomes a problem, or people should go for more if they're complaining about where they are. Or if they're not happy with where they are, that's when it becomes a problem. That's when I feel people should strive for more. When you're not happy with your current situation, whatever is going on, if you're not happy, you need to change some things.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not even happen overnight, but put some things into place, learn some things, shift some things, mindset, whatever you need to do to at least start to see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, to go back to what Shakoy was talking about, I was listening to a book earlier by Neville Goddard. It was about imagination and starting from the end. When I turned it off, it was talking about starting from the end.
Mm.
And this is just my take on starting from the end. When you start from the end and work your way to where you are now, we talked about this before too, mm-hmm. but it's a lot easier to not turn back. Because in your mind, you've been here before.
Hmm.
So it's like, I started from the end. I imagined this. I worked my way back to where I am now. So once I get here, okay, I know what's next. Or I believe I know what's next. And if you think something, if you think you know what's going on, you're just going to go. If you think this is going to happen like this, if you think you're going to get a job, you're just going to apply. Like, if all else fails, I could just apply. So, yeah, I'm going to start from the end. I was thinking about that when I was outside, just for, like, this current season, just all the things that I actually want, some of the material, the inner work, like, the space that I am in inward, I'm in an amazing space. I'm in an amazing space. It could be better. So I'm going to add that to the list, too. But it's going to be, like, just things that I want, and then I'm going to work my way here. It might be, I could probably have it tomorrow.
We did that mm-hmm. 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think I was with y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because...
But I didn't really know what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be another thing. Like, actually knowing what you want. Cause I was doing the meditation. Sorry to cut your wisdom. I was heavy on the meditations, and I wasn't working at that time. I was meditating. I was nature walks, hikes, you know, working out daily, just enjoying life, being mm-hmm. free. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what I want. Like, even like the visualizations, when I seen what I wanted, I was just happy in a field. It was beautiful grass. It was beautiful grass with me and my dog just chilling, smiling like this. Like, and I'm like, I'm there. But now I could.
Want more,
yeah.
You were about to say something? You said we started 2 years ago. I could. I didn't want you to forget your point if you had.
Oh, I was just going to say when we did it 2 years ago, I was going.
Go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Picture this. 2 years. Like, nah. We did it like 2 years ago. And yeah, I think you were there. And I realize now, because I still have the paper that I wrote it out on. And when I was looking at it a few weeks ago, I was like, oh, I've actually started doing some of this stuff and didn't realize it. But I didn't realize how vague it was until you were just like talking. And now I'm like, I want to actually go back through again and do it from a standpoint of now, because now I know what I want. Because that's the other thing that I wish that I knew before I became an adult is like.
It's the biker boys out there.
It's like the actual power in knowing what you want, because it helps in so much of your like decision making and so much of like the idea of if this means that you're settling or if that you want something else or like how to make changes or where you want to go from, just literally where you want to go from here. Like, do you want to wake up at 5 a.m. or 8 a.m.? Like, those are decisions that you can make.
Make a difference.
Yeah, that really make a difference based on what you want. And I didn't know that. I think that that's another thing that as kids, and I know we talked about like want and asking for things or whatever, but I feel like when we get older, as we go through school and stuff, and I mean, listening to our parents, because our parents make the decisions for us, right? So we start growing up, and a lot of times we find that certain decisions, maybe most decisions, aren't based on what we want, but it's based on what we're told we need or what's best for us or da-da-da-da, which isn't necessarily a bad thing because, like, we're kids, but as you get older, you don't really know the value of knowing what you want. And because you already stopped relying on the instincts or the idea or the imagination of, okay, I want this thing just because I want this thing. And also because of societal norms, you start just looking at life from a perspective of like, okay, I'm only going to focus on the things that I need. Only the things that are like absolutely necessary. And with that, it's like you lose track of some of your desires and you lose track of some of your the things that bring you joy or what you want your life to look like. Because you're like, oh, well, all I need is, and it's like, well, what do you want, though? Because we know that you need water to survive. We know you need the sunlight. But outside of that, like, do you want a house? Do you want a car? Do you want a partner? Like, do you want a business? Do you want to work for somebody else? Just really making the decision of what do you want and being okay with what you want so that you can customize your life, whether you decide to follow the blueprint of whoever else you saw do this before you, or you decide to do your own thing and prove everybody wrong or not prove anybody wrong and prove yourself right. Like, whatever you want to do, it lies in the basis of what you want. And I don't think that I don't think they talk about that enough.
I was just going to say, I don't think so either. I feel like it all goes back to acceptance. And you said something about being okay with what you want. Mm-hmm. I feel like that goes back to acceptance too, but it also goes back to people pleasing. Because if people's voices, if you're not used to making the decisions, mm-hmm. when you make a decision that goes against what everybody else is telling you, now you automatically be like, my decision got to be wrong because everybody else telling me to go left. But I mean, me and God saying go right, but everybody else is telling me they made the decisions. We always go left.
yeah, that's just what we do, you know. My grandfather went left, my grandfather's grandfather went left, his grandfather went left, and then listen, your uncle went right, and you see where that goes. Like,
so you should go left. Right. You're like, I don't know. Hold on, please.
I'm just saying.
Like, my uncle went right. You see where that goes.
But it's just, but I think the other thing too is like being okay with what you want. Like if you listening to your instincts, but then also like take everybody else's ideas and their thoughts and stuff like with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Because it's not that you have to completely ignore them. Like, you could take heed to so that you can make your decision. But if you feel like you're being called to go right, that doesn't mean you're going to end up like, you know, Uncle Ray Ray. I don't know why Ray Ray is the name, but that's the name we be going with. So
Ray Ray. Went from Lil Ray Ray to Uncle.
Yeah, or, he Uncle Ray
little
Ray.
Essay.
Little essay. Little essay. Little essay. You know, gotta have a little diversify the vibes.
But yeah, like it's not always gonna turn out how everybody else says. But you know what I found is that if you don't know what you want, it's more likely to turn out how whoever said it. Because that's all you have in your head. You didn't get a chance to plant the seed of your own thought for what you want in your life in that moment. So you're like, oh, okay. You may not realize it, but subconsciously, that's what grew. And then that's what manifested in your day or your relationship or whatever moment you were in. And it's just so important to just, like, sit down and be like, what do I want? What do I want?
Yeah, I definitely agree. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that one. I definitely agree. I think knowing what you want is super imperative just in general. And I think I've definitely succumbed to like hearing other people's opinions and valuing them. Valuing them with more weight than I value my own.
Mm-hmm.
And having that same mindset of like, I've seen everybody go left. I've seen and everybody here knows that everybody goes left. Right. My first instinct was to say go right, but now that everybody said go left, maybe I'm tripping because did I miss something? Did everybody see something that I didn't see? Like did I just miss a meeting? Did I miss one of the meetings where everybody where they gave out they was like, all right, left, this is all the information, and somebody forgot to give me the card with all the information. Like that's what it was feeling like.
Feel like crime scene kitchen.
Yeah, like damn, you like left out a clue.
We forgot the chocolate. We can't make lemon meringue pie with chocolate. Like, we can't make it, but sorry.
that's what it really feels like. And I think starting at the end, right, with that idea, which was like a really good thing that I'm glad that we learned at the time that we did. I'm glad you were able to internalize it as well right now, Breeze, as well. But like understanding like when you're starting with the end, now how I'm looking at it is I'm starting with the why. Why am I doing this in the first place? And again, you can get hung up on the why, so I don't want people to get like super hung up on it, because sometimes it's like you're looking for why, and you're like, oh, why do I need to, why? It's like, just do something and you might figure out the why on the way. But the why to me is the end result. Like, all right, you're doing this because the why is this. You want to live this, you want to be this kind of person. And I think that's the main thing.
I was just going to also add your why could literally just be that you want to do this thing or that you want this thing. Because
Oh, no, I'm going to go ahead. Y'all just raising my hand, so y'all know that. Because
I was so caught up on finding my why at, what was it, senior year of college? We was listening to E.T. I need to find my why because my why isn't strong enough. That's why I ain't been doing with it. Like, no. This is what I feel like I'm called to do, and that's enough for a why. Or I just want the ice cream. That's enough for the why. And your why will uncover itself, but it's literally okay if your why is that I just decided I wanted to do this or I wanted to have this, and that's why I'm doing this thing. It's fine.
All I was going to say was how I internalize it is, for me, the why isn't the end result. The why keeps me going toward the end result. So now, like, I know why I'm doing this. Like, I know why I'm got to go through these certain things to get here. Because this is where I'm going. The land of vegan milk and honey. Mm-hmm. It's really a thing of, what do I want? At this point, like, the end result, because it's always going to be another end result. But for this season, this end result is what I want. What do I want? It don't matter why I want it. It could just because it looked nice. Or it could be because my grandmother always said, don't trust these hoes. So I want a nice wholesome woman. So I put her here. Put her here. And that's why I want one. Yeah. Grandma said. But
don't trust these hoes.
But yeah, for me, the why doesn't matter until after I figure out what I want. Like, the why is more important to me along the journey than it is with the end result. That's just how I perceive it.
I was going to say, I realized there's a slight disconnect. I'm not talking about finding your why. I'm saying the end result is the why for the journey.
So, like
yeah. Yeah, so.
Roger, Dodger.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're like, I want more because I want to see everything that I could possibly do. Like, the end result is like, all right, you're, like, that's the why. It's like, what am I saying? Pretty much for me, it's like when you have the why, and people say this all the time, when you have the why, the how doesn't matter. But, like, trying to figure out, like, how to do something isn't important to figure out why. Because when you know what the end result is, what the why is, like, why we're striving to get to where we get to, then it makes it so much easier for you to go through the journey, which is similar to what you're saying, but I think the actual end result is the why. Like, sometimes we don't realize, like, you want it because you want it, and that's why you're doing everything that you're doing, because you want that end result. Hopefully that made sense.
It did. I was just going to say, so it's kind of like the end result is the what, because it also is what you're working toward. But it also explains the journey. It's the why for the journey, but it's the what for what you're going for. The what and the why. And the how don't matter. That's what they say.
I think you figure out the how.
Yeah, I think it reveals itself along the way.
Yeah, like, I think we care. I've been victim to it. Caring way too much about how-tos. Like, how-to doesn't matter, because when the why is whatever the why is, you figure out a how regardless. Like, nobody else gives you a how-to. So, like, even when you're going for a how-to, it's like, how to do this? Well, when you know why you want to do it, you figure out a way to do it. So, like, the how-to doesn't matter in that regard to me.
Don't listen to him, guys. Come to the how to stop helping people. You can say no. Even if you really want to be there and you can't, you can say no. If you don't want to be there and you can say no. If you know you have a million things to do and someone else is asking you to add something else to your list, you can say no. Identify what you want and what you need so that you can move forward in your life and do the things that you love. We're here to enjoy life, and enjoying life involves saying no to the things that do not serve you. So join me on December 14th and 15th for the How to Stop Helping People workshop. We'll be talking about how to say no guilt-free, identifying and expressing your wants and your needs, and also operating out of your own self-interest. Listen, there's no need to feel guilty, because the link is in the description. And we're going to get you together. And if you get a VIP ticket, you'll be able to get practice live during the workshop with me and ask your questions first. I can't wait to see you there. This year and beyond, we are putting ourselves first. And the first step is for you to get your tickets to this workshop.
That's not what I meant at all.
I'm just playing. But okay, I understand. Like, you figure out the how is going to be revealed to you along the way. Yeah, y'all got any final thoughts on these subjects that we touched on today, or any other things that you wish that you learned before becoming an adult?
I don't.
Do I have any more? Nah, I mean, I just think, like we kind of talked about it, all of it is just...
Make it up.
Yeah, make it up as you go, it's customizable.
The how is up to you.
Yeah.
You are the how.
Oh, come on make with a word. Up. Hallelujah. You. Holla how. And why. Here's the what. All right. thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Yes. I'm Shikoye D.
Badman Breezington, a.k.a. Beanie Man. What about his toughest? Jesus Christ, man.
It's your boy, Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If you this is your first time joining us, welcome. If this is not, welcome back. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a friend. Drop in the comments below and let us know what are some things that you wish you knew before you became an adult. Also, if you want to watch this podcast live and early, as well as other content that we're gearing up to get to you guys, make sure you subscribe to our Patreon. The link is in the description below. Subscribe to our Patreon. And also, Bree's got some art that's available, so click the link in the description.
I do.
We got music that's available on streaming platforms. Click the links in the description. And also, I released the ebook, and I'm having a workshop coming up December 14th and 15th. If you haven't already, make sure you get your tickets. The link is in the description. It is the How to Stop Helping People workshop. But like I said, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate each and every one of you guys, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye! Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another J.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.